It's the hour of Roundtable. We've all done it. When a conversation gets boring, we pull out our smartphones and start playing with it. This has been called fubbing, but apparently Chinese teenagers are taking it to the next level, as a new survey found that 60% of teenage pedestrians are on their smartphones as they're walking in the streets. Is it okay? Guys, what's going on here?
Oh, goodness. Let me tell you all about it. Okay, a survey released by a nonprofit organization, Safe Kids Worldwide, with the support from FEDEX. So it would sound like FedEx, but I didn't want to say that because there is a delivering company called FedEx, found teenagers are often distracted by the use of electronic devices while walking, which can cause traffic accidents. So it's been revealed that 93.1% of students surveyed in a survey possess smartphones. 60.9% of those surveyed said they got distracted by the use of their electronic devices while walking, and nearly half, 45%, of the respondents admitted that they themselves or their friends and family have nearly experienced pedestrian clashes while using smartphones, tablets, and gaming devices. So here, overwhelming amount of these people that were surveyed, these students have phones, and more than half of them are getting distracted while walking using these devices. At the same time, another question I would like to ask is, like, those who do drive, these students or even, you know, younger adults that do drive, what's the number of people that use, like, phones when they're doing that on a scooter or in a car? Also a good thing to look into, I think.
Oh, that's very interesting. And actually, I don't think it's limited to teenagers. I think adults always also do that too. They also walk and drive and do everything with their cell phone. And actually, in some metro places and malls, they have this warning that's saying you should not use your phone when you're on the elevator or when you're walking. They have this because more and more people are doing that. That's why they're warning people not to.
Yeah. And okay, so let's talk a little bit more about the survey, because I'm sure some questions are being asked about that. So basically, they surveyed 1,000 middle school students on their pedestrian habits. The students came from 10 schools in Beijing. Apart from that, the Kids Safety Advocacy is measuring the risk of these students walking through school zones. And, a lot of these distractions, you're probably saying, well, what are they doing? Well, of course, maybe they're using, like, messaging friends. They might also be listening to music and making phone calls.
Yeah, and it's really interesting that you guys keep on saying, all these kids are being distracted or adults are being distracted, when, guys, I don't agree with you at all. That sounds like you're shifting the responsibility of walking safely yourself to the digital device? No way! It's you putting this on yourself. Nobody's distracting you. It's because you don't have the ability to say no to stuff when you should have. That is my opinion. And these guys are kind of shaking their heads in front of me, so they don't necessarily agree with me, but they get a chance for their rebuttal right after this short break. And we will also talk about something very interesting, that is what is for dinner, and apparently online celebrities say that it is random stuff like light bulbs. Stay tuned for the second half of the show.
Informed opinion and heated debate. Find out what's got China talking on our roundtable discussion, only on EZFM.
You're listening to Roundtable with me, He Yang, joined by Ryan and Niu Honglin. Coming up, we'll talk more about the 60% of teenage pedestrians that walk and use their smartphone at the same time. Don't you put your safety, in your mind, in your heart at all, is my question. And a series of videos showing a middle-aged woman eating unbelievable things from goldfish to light bulbs has garnered her instant fame online. While some are concerned for her health, others are asking, why are these self-destructive content getting all the clicks online? We always want to hear from you. Just send us a WeChat message as we are EZFM Roundtable, or find us on Sina Weibo. Just key in 轻松调频 Roundtable. Our podcast listeners can find us at Roundtable 圆桌会there.Now on Roundtable, I like to say hi to Na Xiaoning because she got here first and made sure that she's getting the couch or sofa or the throne.
Congratulations.
Good
the
for
Game
you.
Of Thrones episode, I don't even know what we're on, but you know what? You conquered the throne. Congratulations to you.
Yes, and I'd like to also say hi to Fang Fang, Abin, Zhang Na, Shan Shan, Penny, Zhi Xiao, Qiu Zi, all of you, and a whole bunch of others that I can't see your names right now, but it's so glad to have all of you on our live show interacting with us and sending in some pretty smart comments, too.
Yeah, dude, we love the comments. We love that you guys are listening to the live show. You know, it shows a lot of heart, and we feel it every time we get a comment from you. So please, keep them coming.
Yes, keep them coming. And I just like to say, Zhi Xiao, you are so cute. She says, hey there, first time listening to the live show. Used to enjoy the recordings from other devices. And I just want to say hi to all of you, you three lovely people from Guangzhou. And she's asking about Yu Yang. Well, Yu Yang will be back tomorrow. And today is Niu Honglin's debut. And Abian is saying, welcome, newcomer. You are cute.
Thank you.
And also, Qiu Zi is saying that usually she listens to our show right before she goes to bed. And now she's listening to the live show for the very first time, and obviously at a different time frame, and it feels very different.
Oh, I love that. I love that so much, because you know what? I mean, first of all, I love all of our listeners, but those few that really try to just, like, communicate with us, because that's where my heart is. I love that you guys, like Bob and so many of you guys are chipping in and giving us comments, and it's just a lot to think about. You guys have great ideas, and we love to hear them.
Oh, definitely. And Zhi Xiao says, Honglin, I love your voice so much.
Oh, thank you for that.
Well, yeah, I think Honglin is a very cute girl, and we had some pretty interesting conversation offline with Ryan. And, yeah, so it's kind of nice to bring you to the studio, and we are sharing our chemistry and that atmosphere we create as we're talking with everybody else, and it's a really fantastic feeling for me.
And when I'm here, I can, I know, when I know there are a lot of listeners listening to us right now, it feels like we're talking to them instead of just in a studio talking, the three of us talking, and that feels amazing.
Yes, fresh blood, new Honglin. Today's her first time on Roundtable.
Thank you.
And she does have an awesome voice. She's so professional, so happy to have her here.
Yes, and one of our listeners is asking, what is the accent that Honglin has? It sounds so sweet. I don't know how to judge, actually. It's certainly not British. It's kind of American, maybe?
Yeah, I would have to say that when I talk to New Honglin, you sound kind of American.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's a nice way to describe an accent, as in sweet. Thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is. It's just, you know, maybe it's me. Get used to it.
Yeah, I think each individual on this show, I think, brings something very unique to the table.
Like me?
Yes, you're the most unique of them all, Ryan Price. And yeah, like our longtime listener Shan Shan is actually acting Duan Honglin. Duan Honglin is one of our long time listeners, and her name is kind of similar to Niu Honglin.
Ooh, good to have you here. Nice to see you. I'm a newcomer. Please be nice to me.
That is so sweet of everybody that I think we have the most considerate and welcoming listeners, and you guys are the best.
Dude, you guys are the best.
Exactly.
Yeah, the best.
Hands down. Hands down the best, and love to have you guys' comments. Keep them coming.
Keep them coming. And the last WeChat listener quote I'm going to share right now is from Draco, actually. Draco is a father and also a longtime listener of our show. I think he started listening to our show when he was still, a fabulous bachelor.
Ooh.
Yeah, and now he's got a kid and he's all happy and married, and he only shows up when he's got something really funny or cynical to say. And today he's showed up. So basically he's sharing this photo with everybody on our WeChat Dumbubiu. I think everybody can have a look at it. It is so funny. It's actually a comparison of China from 1916 to 100 years later, that is 2016, and it used to be in 1916, a man that is smoking opium.
Ooh.
And he's laying, reclining on like this bamboo bed thing that's, very traditional Chinese furniture. And yeah, and he's doing the opium thing, so doing drugs, we don't advocate that. That's bad.
Bad.
Back then. And what's the comparison today of a guy in the same reclining position on a kind of nice sofa? It's a guy playing with a smartphone. Isn't that smart?
He paints a really good picture there. Maybe these cell phones are the opiates of the masses.
Oh, same poster, doing different things, but kind of have a same, let's say, addicted effect there.
Ooh,
spot on. And yeah, Draco, good job in finding that picture. And I love it that he sort of just sends it in and no comment whatsoever. And just like, hey, I'll do your job and share my opinion and
comment on it.
Yeah. He's that good. And thank you for sharing with us. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Niu Honglin, and Ryan Price. Now let's continue talking about that topic that we left right before the break. That is, 60% of these pedestrians that are also teenagers are saying that they walk and use their smartphone at the same time. And the part that I feel very passionate about is I don't think you've got anybody to blame or say this is a distraction. It is just you putting your safety second and putting your digital device first. What is wrong with you?
Oh, yeah? Well, I got some information for you, Hyung.
Yeah.
Okay. So, pedestrian injuries among 15 to 17-year-olds account for 37.24% of all pedestrian injuries among children 17 and under. So, I mean, I would say that these are kids, these are tiny kids, and so much of them are this group, basically 15 to 17-year-olds. They're not adults, so I don't believe we should hold them to the standard of adults. They are still very much kids, and I think there needs to be some parent guidance here, and that is, like when I was a kid, I would have run across the street like a madman, not even thinking I could dodge traffic or I was invincible, even probably well into 15 if my mom hadn't said, laid down the groundwork and said, Ryan, look both ways before you cross the street. Always wait till you have a clear, no problem zone to cross. And, these kind of things. But basically, we're seeing a lot of these injuries are happening with kids.
I agree with you when you're saying they need some guidance and they need someone to tell them they're not doing it right. But you have to know their reasons. When they say they do not want to put their cell phone down, it's because maybe they're listening to a song that it hasn't come to an end. And they say they wanted to keep company with their friends in the internet and they don't want to make the other party unhappy. And the third reason, which I find a little ridiculous, is that they simply do not want to stop playing.
Right. You said you find these ridiculous. Well, I can't speak for China. I don't know the specific rules, but you're not considered an adult in the U.S. until you're of 18 years of age. So these are kids. And of course, they are ridiculous. Kids do ridiculous stuff. They don't know any better. And what I'm saying here to both of you, but especially Hyung, I'm pointing my finger at you, girl.
What's up?
I'm saying that you can't hold them to the standard of adults. I think if this was a different survey and we found that these were actually people who were considered adults, I would agree with you. But these kids need guidance. And basically, tablets are more available now than ever, and kids are getting them. So parents need to join the current situation we're living in right now and be able to tell their kids, hey, dude, while you're walking, put that phone away.
Yeah, I think it's interesting you make that distinction, Ryan. But I just don't think that a teenager of 17 years old or a adult of 18 year old are that different. And
exactly.
I just feel that for these... Okay, when it comes to legality, I have to agree with you, Ryan. But when it comes to using your smartphone and ditch it when you should so you can stay alive and don't walk into a tree or get hit by a car or walk into a manhole and fall into whatever stuff and you could lose your life, then I don't think that it is an excuse to say that I just want to stay connected. That's just not good enough.
Well, I'd like to take a little step back and saying that maybe it's because when they are still kids, when they started to...
Teenagers! We're talking about teenagers now.
I'm trying to say when they're still kids and they don't know how to see the world, they don't know how to think about things. Maybe their parents didn't tell them about the devices because they don't have it back then. And now they have this and they don't have a right way of thinking things and see things now.
Yeah, I'm going right back to Hyeong here.
Sure.
And I'm just saying...
I'm ready.
Like, okay, so you're talking from, you know, being a woman in her 20s and knowing so much about the world and whatnot. But, you know, I can honestly say that when I was 17 to now, I wouldn't have known, like, maybe necessarily I would have been like, oh, well, someone's on my phone. It's so cool. I need to answer them right away. I want to be cool and popular. And all these stupid things are going through your head. And eventually you realize, like, popularity is just all superficial and you should just be yourself. But those realizations come later in life. These are kids. And so someone needs to snap them on the hand and say, hey, put the phone away. So that's my spiel, and that's my spiel, but at the same time, you know, I do want to say that I do think this is a problem also with adults, yet we don't have specifically those numbers, but I mean, today I was coming to work, and I remember walking through the subway and seeing grown-ups walking upstairs and downstairs with their phones right in front of them. They're not even looking like what's to the left, what's to the right. If something happens, they're definitely not going to be able to respond. They are able to walk in one pattern comfortably, but at the same time, you know, imagine if someone behind them falls, they can't respond, and it's just going to create a chain effect, and come on, it's dangerous, people. There's a time and a place.
Yeah, Ryan, although I don't really want to admit it, but you are right.
You all heard it. Woo.
Yes, when she says you're right, I think what she meant is when you have to teach your kids, and by teaching them what to do, instead of telling them, maybe you can be a good example. You can stop watching your smartphone, stop playing games when you're walking, when you're driving, and that will give them a sense of what to do things.
Yes, and actually, you kind of read my mind successfully. Thank you.
I have that ability.
Yeah, you're a very smart girl.
Uh-oh.
And also, Ryan, I think you really did hit the nail in the head with saying that it's actually the adults that haven't really been setting the best example or being the role model, and they don't really realize themselves, or they don't have a stance to say that... You should get off your digital device when you are mobile, when they themselves are probably doing the same thing. So now it's actually a bigger problem.
Yeah.
It's not just teenagers being a bit crazy and a bit immature and those things. It's actually a bigger picture.
Yeah, you know, I just want to, you know, it's tough because in this day and age, we're dealing with new things that are happening and everything's changing and technology's growing. And it seems like it's growing in the trend of we're always plugged in. We're always in some way in communication with people. But, you know, I would just like to say that these kids, I hope that their parents crack down a little more on them using devices while they're walking. But you know, you can be one of those perfect people that doesn't use devices. And what's really scary is if there's some adult behind a car or something like that. Because you can be the best driver in the world or the most protective walker in the world. But when you believe like someone driving a car is being a responsible driver, yet they bring out their phone and they're texting, that doesn't matter how good of a person you are about your walking habits, that person is also just as dangerous as you also having that phone and texting. So I think what's really important here too, and something definitely worth focusing on, is that adults, especially because they can do more things like driving and whatnot, need to be better about choosing the time and place to use these devices.
Yes, that is a very good point, and also echoed by one of our WeChat listeners, Mr. Zhan Shen. He says, I avoid using my smartphone at home because I don't want my daughter to copy my behavior.
That's good parenting.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and he also says, actually, I can live the weekend without it. And Zhan Shen, I can totally agree with you because I do that all the time.
Whoa. Yes, you people are amazing.
And also he says, while walking, I don't listen to this amazing show called Roundtable. I only do that when I am sitting down alone, because when you're walking in the street and you've got the earphones in your ear sockets, then it's bad for your listening ability, and also you could be in danger when you don't notice. Those are some really good tips.
There are some really good tips. And awesome parenting, showing by example. I love it. But he mentioned the headphones, and you know what? I'm not going to lie to our listeners, because they're wonderful and I want to be very honest with them, that I do listen to my headphones, not necessarily when I'm driving, but almost never when I'm driving. But like when I'm in the subway and when I'm walking around to transfer and whatnot, and you know, I feel like I can handle that and I can respond to situations visually, but at the same time, I can understand where he's coming from in saying that you are impaired without hearing.
Yeah, and also when it's in some dangerous, I'm not saying it's dangerous places, but some place you should not listen to music or whatever when you're crossing the street or at a street corner or you're in a driveways or parking lots. That's the places that you need to watch out.
Dude, New Hong Lin nailed it on the head there. I totally 100% agree. I think, like I said, use your discretion, but when it's traffic related, crossing streets, or, you know, especially when you're driving those cars, guys, devices should not be the first thing on your mind. It should be, you know, safety and protecting those around you.
Yes, very nicely said. And also, if you are really that desperate to stay in touch for those people that are just not worth it, everybody, then just take a minute, I think, stand still or move to a corner to a safe place in the street and finish your texting or whatever you're doing on your phone, and then resume your walking after that if you're really that desperate.
And from a personal experience, that will give you high efficiency. Even though you're playing a game, just stand there, stand in a safety place and play your game, do whatever you want. It will give you a better experience.
Yes, and that person could be stuck there for minutes, if not an hour. I've seen that happen too, but that's the safer way to do, and everybody just stay safe, all right?
Yeah.
That's what I want to say.